Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Huge news out of Baltimore. The Ravens have fired head coach John Harbaugh after 18 seasons with the team. Harbaugh leaves the organization as the winningest head coach in franchise history with 12 playoff appearances and one Super Bowl title. In other coaching news, the Cowboys have fired defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus after just one season. Dallas's defense struggled in 2025, finishing 30th overall and last in points allowed. Meanwhile, the Lions also firing their offensive coordinator John Morton after one season. Head coach Dan Campbell took over offensive play calling from Morton in week 10. And the Commanders have parted ways with both offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury and defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. The decision with Kingsbury was mutual, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles volunteers needed for annual point-in-time count. Public commenters object to ICE agents and County Board of Supervisors meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Volunteers for this year's point-in-time count are still needed. The City of Paso Robles announced they're assisting the County of San Luis Obispo with conducting this survey, an annual one-day count of individuals experiencing homelessness in the county, both sheltered and unsheltered. The count seeks to gather data to inform local planning efforts to address homelessness. The 2026 point-in-time count will take place Tuesday, January 27th, starting at 6:30 a.m. The county is seeking some volunteers specifically within Paso Robles city limits. You can go to slocounty.gov/pitcount to sign up. The Paso Robles Main Street Association announced that Main Street America, alongside American Express, are teaming up to help small businesses grow with a grant program. Starting today, eligible small business owners across the U.S. can apply for the $20,000 grants through a new Amex Shop Small Grants program. Applications are currently open and are due by Friday, January 16th, just before midnight Central Time. Main Street Association encourages Paso Robles business partners to explore this grant opportunity and apply. Multiple speakers object to federal immigration enforcement methods in San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Multiple speakers took to the County Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday to raise their concerns regarding recent immigration enforcement efforts in San Luis Obispo County. Here's one of those speakers now.
And despite this, over the past week, our community has been subjected to an unprecedented assault. A small army of unlawfully masked agents falsely identifying themselves as police, operating unmarked vehicles with license plates removed, have seized brown people off our streets from businesses, parking lots, people on their way to work, fathers, mothers, minors, including U.S. citizens. These actions constitute an unmistakable racial profiling. They are not law enforcement, they are abductions. 147 people were violently taken from our community. Families have been broken.
About five speakers in total voiced their concerns about ICE agents in San Luis Obispo County, citing anecdotal stories of enforcement efforts. Attendees applauded most of these speakers, prompting Chairperson Paulding to remind attendees they cannot clap for public comments to maintain order. After receiving comments, the board responded. Here's a segment of Paulding's response.
I want you to know that there are members of this board that are sympathetic to the concern. Many of us have been public about that, that we do have concern with how ICE is conducting its business and violating the Constitution. I wrote an op-ed on that topic, talking about my personal problem with masked men driving unmarked cars and snatching people off the streets. I studied constitutional criminal procedure when I was in law school. Having reasonable suspicion or probable cause to place an arrest are important things. Now, there have been decisions by the Supreme Court of the United States that actually allow, in the case of ICE operations, racial profiling. I personally am appalled by that.
The board took no official action and instead encouraged citizens about immigration enforcement efforts to attend the public hearing regarding the Truth Act in the next Board of Supervisors meeting January 27th. The city of Atascadero announced they'll begin a monthly Coffee with the Planner series, with the first session this month. This series expands opportunities for the community to connect with city planning staff. Informal sessions will be held to allow city staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics, including land use, zoning, city policies, and development projects. The goal is to allow for open dialogue and provide a casual and accessible time for ongoing community input. The first session will be next week on Thursday, January 15th at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew. The topic for this month is short-term rentals, also known as vacation rentals. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Norma Moy. Norma passed away December 15th at the age of 92, surrounded by her loving family. The first will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose of Lima, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. And finally, on February 28th will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Astrea Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to honor Norma with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. In sports for the NFL, for the playoffs, Cape Hero will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars, the 49ers and Eagles, then the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Pelicans 111-103, the Mavericks over the Kings 100-98, the Grizzlies beat the Spurs 106-105. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Spurs, the Warriors will go against the Bucks, the Clippers will face the Knicks, and the Thunder will go against the Jazz. In California news, a year after the wildfires destroyed thousands of homes in the Los Angeles area, fewer than a dozen have been built. About 31,000 homes were destroyed in the Palisades fire, with about 900 currently under construction. Michael Reagan, the eldest son of former President Ronald Reagan, died at the age of 90. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announced his death on X, formerly known as Twitter, not citing the cause of his death. Four suspects were arrested in December in the Mojave Desert, members of an anti-capitalist and anti-government group dubbed the Turtle Island Liberation Front. The group allegedly discussed plans to attack and bomb five or more business locations in Southern California. California Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa died earlier this week, creating a vacancy in the House ahead of the 2026 midterm. Under California law, Governor Gavin Newsom has 14 days to set the date for a special election for a candidate to fill the remainder of LaMalfa's term. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time, it's 8:16.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. These winter months on the farm slow down the biology that happens beneath the soil's surface. However, biological processes are still happening, and John Kemp of Advancing Ecoagriculture says the winter is actually a great time to build organic matter, and with that, nitrogen that can be available for next year's crop.
When you stimulate biology during the winter months, you get much better formation of stable organic matter, what is correctly referred to as mineral-associated organic matter, during the winter months than you do during the summer, because during the summer, it just cycles too fast. And what happens during the winter months when you have this formation of mineral-associated organic matter as a result of carbon cycling, there is also the opportunity to capture nitrogen and associate nitrogen with those various forms of carbon in a very efficient way. That doesn't leach. It's not leachable when you have nitrogen in the form of bacterial proteins and or that is associated with these various complex carbon forms. It's very common to put applications on at spring, but you're losing your golden window of opportunity of the fall, of the winter months when you have colder soil temperatures.
Advancing Ecoagriculture sells a line of soil primer products to help facilitate these biological processes.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife plans to begin new efforts to collar and track gray wolves in the state. CDFW capture teams will target uncollared packs or groups of wolves in Modoc, Shasta, and Plumas counties, the department announced last week. CDFW captures wolves by helicopter before placing collars on the animals and returning them to the nearest suitable habitat. The collars enable the state to track the wolves for up to 3 years. CDFW will share animal location information with cattle and sheep producers with the goal of reducing negative interactions, the department said in a statement, adding that the GPS tracking collars do not transmit real-time data, but provide locations daily to CDFW scientists. In October, CDFW euthanized 4 wolves in the BMCO pack in the Sierra Valley after months of failed attempts to address an unprecedented level of livestock kills by wolves in the region. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Clouds and fog early this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 40. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Upper 50s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned mostly lower after a mixed picture on the job market. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey found 7.1 million job openings in the last business day of November, down by 885,000 for the year and weaker than forecast. Though a separate December report from payroll processing company ADP found 41,000 new jobs created by private employers, reversing job losses in November. Albertson's sales rose in the recent quarter. Shoppers were using its pharmacy services and were buying groceries online. JP Morgan is scrapping third-party proxy advisors who help with voting and provide other services. The Wall Street Journal says instead it will use artificial intelligence, a platform called Proxy IQ. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
The Blue Printer and Graphics in Paso Robles, not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and more. So bring it all to the Blue Printer and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
2-1 Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. To survive as a lawman in the Old West, one had to have nerves of steel. And that is exactly what Bill Tillman had. Like most lawmen of the Old West, who only occasionally served in that position, Bill Tillman had a lifelong dedication to the law, and probably the most dangerous occasion he ever encountered was on January 7, 1895. Bill Doolin and his gang had been running rampant, and Tillman, with a couple of deputies, were on his trail. Prepared for a long chase, Tillman was traveling with a covered wagon with a month's supplies. The weather in Oklahoma turned cold and bitter. As evening approached, with men and horses suffering from the weather, they saw a dugout with smoke coming from the chimney. Tillman tied his horse to the wagon and walked ahead to see if they could get shelter for the night. Once inside the dugout, he saw a man with a rifle who he recognized as Bill Dunn, one of the dueling gang. Not letting on that he recognized Dunn, Tillman said he was looking for a Bill Dunn because Dunn had said his fighting dog was better than Tillman's, and he was here to accept the challenge. Bill Dunn remained silent. Then Tillman noticed double bunk beds on either side of the room. Blankets hung from the ceiling covering the beds, but Tillman could tell they were occupied, and he noticed the barrels of rifles sticking out of the blankets. Knowing it would be his end if he showed he was aware of the danger, Tillman said, "Well, if Dunn isn't here, I might as well move on." As he walked past the bunk beds, he could hear the men breathing. Once outside, he walked to the wagon, climbed aboard, and they rode off. As we shall see tomorrow, this wasn't the end of the story. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Robles Main Street Association announced that Main Street America, alongside American Express, are teaming up to help small businesses grow with the grant program. Eligible small business owners across the U.S. can apply for the $20,000 grants. Multiple speakers took to the County Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday to raise their concerns regarding recent immigration efforts in San Luis Obispo County. After receiving comments, the board took no action, instead encouraging attendees to attend the public hearing regarding the Truth Act in the next Board of Supervisors meeting, January 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm CJ Papa. U.S. forces seized two oil tankers. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more on the ghost ship that was located between Iceland and the British Isles, which had been evading the U.S. military.
The ship, previously known as the Bella One, had been accused of violating American sanctions and shipping Iranian oil. The ship has also transported Venezuelan oil in the past, but is reporting to be empty right now.
Another tanker on its way to the U.S., escorted by the Coast Guard, that from the Department of War, which says it teamed up with DHS to grab control of a stateless sanctioned dark fleet tanker that operated in international waters and conducted illicit activities in the Caribbean Sea. House committee digs into the alleged multi-billion dollar Medicaid fraud in Minnesota, and private employers adding 41,000 jobs in December from the payroll processing firm ADP. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price.
We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up, take the pressure off your back, and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Still some clouds and fog hanging around out there, and then maybe some high clouds and sunshine, low 60s on your Wednesday afternoon, and a couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight, lows in the low 30s, so get ready for that. And your highs with sunshine on your Thursday will be in the mid-50s, upper 60s on Friday. Saturday, mid-60s, same Sunday, upper 60s Monday and Tuesday, and we could reach 70 sunshine week from today. Today's UV index will be 715, and let's see, well, yeah, no, we'll be 3, now we do the up and down, 714 a.m., 506 p.m. We're at 44. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off, 1230 till 2. She'll have on Sheriff Ian Parkinson discussing immigration enforcement and misinformation regarding local law enforcement. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL.
There's no need to fear.
KPRL
is here.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear, and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for
KPRL.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
The Morning Exchange.
All right, well, somebody did a little search. Because you don't, let me see, I just realized, this is on email, I just realized you probably can't access the link because you probably don't use ChatGPT. So here. So somebody did this, Chris, on that chat, whatever the thing is, they asked it a question.
You're right.
And let's see here, it is, here's ChatGPT answer when I asked about you. Just so I get the idea. And it says, the Morning Exchange is known for its local focus and conversational style, lively discussion about community happenings, current news, and listener interaction rather than just syndicated national talk. The format tends to be informal and community-oriented, appealing to listeners who enjoy local news and small-town talk radio. Experienced broadcaster, local and game, and then it goes on. So they asked a question, and it says Kevin Will at KPRL. January 7th, 2026, 7:43, 11 a.m. So can I ask a question about yourself?
Assuming there's some kind of online record about you anyway.
Well, there may be other places where you can find my records. And besides that, the government will eventually know everything about us, which, by the way, it just so happens that I ended up having a conversation yesterday, and this has come up before, but I'm seeing more images of AI stuff. And I know the technology is fairly recent, so the ability for us to recognize it as being real or fake probably will change. Chris, can you, when you see something AI, particularly or AI of humans, can you tell if it's AI or not?
Well, it depends on how well the hands are done.
So that's your indicator.
That's the first indicator, but that isn't a completely foolproof indicator. Other than that, it's hard to describe it. Sometimes AI images can just look off. Like you've got this natural instinct when you're looking at something and thinking that doesn't look right or that doesn't look real.
I look at the faces in the skin and I go, you know, I understand makeup, but there's just something when I look at it, I go, man, that doesn't look real. That just for whatever it may be. Now, generally, at least the ones that I have seen tend to be of younger people. So, you know, it might be easier to disguise, you know, their complexion, you know, no wrinkles or anything like that, or as I like to call them, life marks on them. But I came across something that said the dangers of AI may be increasing. Now, we've had concerns about this before, but I came across something that was pretty interesting. It said that AI, artificial intelligence is hitting the mainstream through the first form of AI was invented in England way back in 1951. And of course, now AI is used in a wide range of applications, from our personal assistants like Alexa and Siri to cars, factories, and healthcare. It says here, AI has the power to make massive improvements to our quality of life, but it's not perfect. So now the first primitive form of AI, as I mentioned, was an automated checkers bot, which was created again back in England in 1951. Now obviously it's come a long way since then, but I want to go to something here that it says to improve our quality of life. And so the question I'll throw out there is, considering all the medical advances we've had in X amount of years within our lifetime, consider all the conveniences we've had within our lifetimes. Now, there's some in the audience based on your generation. Your conveniences, you may not be aware that they are conveniences for many people. We take for granted that we have air conditioning in every car, you know, all those type of things. And also all the medicines that we have to make the decisions we made in life feel better. So the question I'm throwing out is, Can you make your, how much better can you make your quality of life through AI? How much better? And realistically, from, and this would be a philosophical standpoint, can our lives be perfect because of AI? If we had no issues in life, that everything, because AI has told us how to be, what to do, and even from scientific and medically things, if we had, if we just were born and our life is perfect, what would life be like? I think it would change a lot of things. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL, because obviously, let's see here on the text. In a few years in the future, when you come into work, you will have to sit at a red light, and you can thank, maybe Bruce Gibson will have a sign with it. Oh, you're talking about up there in San Miguel. Yeah, it's a town of 2,000 people. I don't know why they're doing that, and but I did think about it because I came through that intersection today. Both I didn't go through the other one, but I came through the main one there by the market place, and I thought, you know, in instances like this, they may look at it because people don't know how to navigate, even in a small town like San Miguel. In other words, morons. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Chris Bausch. I want to talk about the point in time count, if we could.
Okay, now my understanding is that you were a volunteer for this?
In 2024. Point in time count happens every 2 years.
Okay.
It's ordered by HUD, Housing and Urban Development. The county administers the count here locally. The cities participate. The cities participate because that's how they are allocated the share of funds that flow through the county, and make sure that they're accurate and they get their fair share. The reason that volunteers are needed, contrary to popular belief, the homeless, the unhoused, live way beyond just the riverbed. They're all over the city. So groups or teams fan out, not just in the riverbed, but throughout the city.
Chris, a question came up this morning, considering the amount of programs and the amount of money we spent on the homeless. And I understand volunteers can do that, you know, because they're volunteers. Why does the county or the cities need volunteers? Why don't the people that work for these programs do the work?
The count, it takes place, it starts at about 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
The city starts, I mean, the county puts their people in place before that, opening up the meeting points throughout the county. They meet, then they disperse, and they go out. The homeless people, from what I remember last year, in 2024, that was the first time I did it. And that's when the homeless people are active. They're going back to their places wherever they live, and that's probably the best time to catch them.
Okay, so that's the reason why the county can't use their full staff to do it, because it's earlier than what their regular work times are?
Their county is very much involved in it. So there were a lot of county people there. They're part of the teams that go out. So the volunteers go out with the county people. When you encounter a group of people, of the homeless people, we have surveys that have been downloaded onto our phones. There's a series of questions that we ask. You know, where did you spend last night, for example? Were you in a home? Were you at your home? Were you at somebody else's home? Were you sleeping on the couch? Were you sleeping in a bed? Were you in a shelter? Were you in a tent? Did you pay for that? Did somebody else pay for it? A series of questions. So and it's just for that night. They want to know that evening where you were. It's a snapshot, point in time.
How accurate is this?
Depending on the person that we're interviewing at that time, that's as accurate as it is.
No,
the responses that we have on our phone.
Chris, what I'm asking is the overall numbers. When we can, you know, when we hear the numbers from the county saying there are X amount of homeless people, you know, whatever the number is, how accurate is it from, do they use this, what you folks do?
As accurate as we can find as many people, that's, I think, the reason you want as many volunteers to look under as many rocks and bridges and find as many people as possible.
How safe is it?
I felt very safe. I'm a pretty big guy. I didn't feel threatened by anybody. When we were in the riverbed, did see evidence of drug use in one or two places. It had been raining in 2024. There were some slippery places. I don't think I felt threatened by any of the homeless people. I was pleasantly surprised how nice and accommodating they were. They understood what was going on and the purpose of the count. Walmart had provided gift cards. I think there were $10 gift cards for the people that participated in the survey. They received a gift card. So there was some incentive to them to come up and get their information recorded.
What are the people told to do if they see somebody doing illegal activities such as taking drugs? Is it just you contact the police or you let it go?
We weren't authorized to intervene. There wasn't any place on the survey to record it. So I would say let it go.
I wonder, and this is kind of, you know, I wonder if just a person off the, you know, sitting down in the city park doing drugs or something like that, if they would just let it go.
I think at that time and at that moment, I think we weren't told not to report it. We weren't told to report it. As a private citizen, I think you would be able to phone it in to the police department and let the police department handle it the way they normally would in any other situation outside of the point in time count.
Well, you know, regarding that, that's not something, I guess what you said was that's not something that you would mark down necessarily on this survey to indicate that, okay, these people are taking drugs and so forth, and they're living in the riverbed. So there's no, again, correct me if I'm wrong, anything on the survey that would point that out.
You know, active drug use at the time, I don't recall that being a question on the survey.
That's interesting. So
I can go back and try to find the survey, and I'll let you know if I find that on the survey. We have a training coming up next week. We'll have a new survey to be downloaded on our phones. I'll check that out, and I'll let you know. I'll circle back with you on that if that question comes up on the survey.
Are you going to do it again this year?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, Chris. Well, thank you for calling in and give us your experience on exactly what goes on.
My pleasure. One other issue, if I may. There was some confusion about city council meeting. Because of the holiday availability of the Norris Room at Centennial Park, City Council for January will be next Wednesday, January 14th, at the Norris Room at Centennial Park.
Okay. All right.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Appreciate all you do.
You're welcome. Take care. 238-5775. 238 KPRL. Drug use. Apparently nothing on the survey if somebody sees that. And we'll find out that, well, it's not reported on the survey or to law enforcement. All right, on the email, Kevin, there are numerous AI platforms, Google, and then goes on to mention, I find Gemini to be biased towards the left. I'm 73 and find that the GTP and Gork to be quite good. I ask them medical questions and get comprehensive answers. I didn't get from local MDs. You can ask anything and you will get an answer. I don't trust 100%, but most of the time, quite good. Saves me time and money when using for my business. Okay. You know what? This would be kind of a silly thing to ask, but why don't you ask it how accurate it is with the medical answers? It's like, Chris, have you ever known anybody that says that they're a bad driver?
No, I don't. Sorry, I was trying to think if I knew anybody. Nobody admits they're a bad driver.
Right, so that's why I'm kind of sarcastic in this. You know, ask one of these sites if how accurate they are with their medical answers. Now, I'm guessing that many people look up or have questions about medical issues on the internet. I do. I want to get a jump on something, and then I will go to different sites to, you know, try and get as much information on it as possible. And then if need be, you know, in a case like, you know, if it's something with the shoulder or, you know, your hips or something, then I, as a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. Recently I went to see, before he retired, Dr. Brad. And I developed some issues because of all the physical activities that I do. And, you know, I looked it up because I thought, okay, man, maybe this is, you know, a little bit more than whatever. And, you know, again, more birthdays and so forth. So I would look it up and I would go in and I would ask him some questions about it. And, you know, what's the best remedy and so forth and so on. And so I would, you know, again, kind of delve into it a little bit, not just take what is being told or said to me by asking the question. So you have to do a little work and be loaded, so to speak, beforehand. And in this case, everything worked out well, so it wasn't a big deal. So anyway, all right, let's see here. We've got just a little time left, and I'll double check, make sure I got that. Point of sale reporting drug use would hamper the progress and subject the volunteer to duress. Yeah, Americans can't handle duress at all. Let's see here. Buck Rogers in the 25th century. The comic strip debuted on this day in 1929, and the comic strip Tarzan debuted in 1929, January 7th. Chris, have you ever seen a Tarzan movie?
Yeah, the Disney one.
You haven't seen the old ones, though, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I don't like... just for the heck of maybe from your generation, you might want to watch one and laugh. Okay, just because of how old they are and pretty goofy looking.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Volunteers for this year's point in time count are still needed. The counters gather data to inform local planning efforts to address homelessness. The 2026 point in time count will take place January 27th. Volunteers from the city of Paso Robles are especially needed. The city of Atascadero announced they'll begin a monthly Coffee with the Planner series with the first session this month. This series expands opportunities for the community to connect with city planning staff. The first session will be next week on Thursday, January 15th, 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew, discussing short-term rentals. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Sound Off, Sheriff Ian Parkinson talking about the immigration and some of the misinformation regarding law enforcement and this particular issue. Enjoy your day. Thank you very much for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops. Small business, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. And the computer froze up, so I will have to give you the legal ID as we head to the news at 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, Paso Robles.